The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard how it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. You have heard how it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun to rise on the bad and on the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I think we become very accustomed to things, and we don't ever think about the meaning of them or the significance of them. And every Sunday when you come to Mass, the reader walks up the aisle carrying the book of the Gospels high over her head or over his head, and the priest walks immediately behind. And then when it comes to the reading of the Gospel, the priest before that, again he holds the book up high and he parades with the book over to the place where he's going to read the good news of the Lord. And do you believe the good news of the Lord? That comes up in the Gospel this morning. Talking to priests and confreres, many priests today are afraid to get up and preach what is in the book of the Gospels. They're afraid to get up and speak the truth because they'll tell you half the church might walk out. Sad, but it's true. Many people today don't want to hear the truth. We live in a society, we live in a country at the moment where deceit and lies and dishonesty and people being put down and called all kinds of names seems to be the normal. Seems to be the norm. And what do? We say, don't do anything. You might say, or a lot of priests will say, well, we can't be political. How can you not be political? Jesus was very political because he spoke the truth. And if I stand here every Sunday after Sunday and only talk about what I think you might like to hear, rather than what is in the book of the Gospels, what am I doing here? Am I doing what Jesus wants me to do? No. No, I'm not. And if I don't say anything, then it means I agree with the status quo, and by agreeing with the status quo, I am being political. So, you know, you can't have it both ways. And look at what's happening today around us and in our country. It's no good. Honestly, it's no good coming to Mass on a Sunday and being present here every Sunday at Mass and then going out and being the same as anybody else. You have a calling, I have a calling to be different. And so if you go out there and like everybody else, you're into power and you're into dishonesty and deceit and war, what difference? Even the pagans do as much. That's what Jesus said in the Gospel this morning. In the first reading, Jesus said, you got to love your enemy. You got to love your neighbor. Well, hopefully we do that. But then, in the Gospel, he brought it to the nth degree. He said, love your enemies. Can you see that happening in this country today? Can you honestly see it happening? Love your enemies. We do the opposite. We condemn people. We build walls against people. How does that fit in with the Gospel? Love your enemies. That's what Jesus asked us to do. You might say, what can I do about it? I'm only a very insignificant person. That's an excuse. Oh, no, you're not. Each one of us has the power to do something about it by living the truth of the Gospel and not fooling ourselves and deceiving ourselves. You can go out there and you can be different and you can stand up for what is right. It doesn't matter. It's not what party or anything else you might follow. You've got to stand up for the truth or pay the consequences. And we're going to be judged. We're going to be judged on that. And to go along with everything that's happening today, you got to think about it. You got to begin praying about it. You need to pray for your country here at the moment. You need to pray for this president. You need to pray for what you see people going through. You need to try and do something about it. At least stand up and be recognized as somebody who does not agree with everything that you see happening at the moment. You have the power to do it and live the Gospel. And what a transformation it could bring about. You could change the way people look at things. Each one of us has an amazing influence if we dare to use it. But what do we find? It's into what is best for me. And talk about loving our enemies. We don't very often even love our neighbors because all we're worried about is what is best for me. I had to think a lot about standing up here this morning and saying that. And I presume some people at this moment don't agree with me, but I'm happy that I had the courage to speak the truth. And I'm thankful to you that you didn't walk out, that you gave me the freedom to be honest and to speak the truth this morning. And thank you for listening to me, and thank you for that. Amen. Thanks.